Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's get a quick update. Our guy Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, NFL.com, with us now.
Ian, we know it's your busy season. Certainly appreciate the time. What is the latest on Antonio Brown, what you're hearing?
Well, the Steelers have told teams that they've been in contact with about possibly trading for Antonio Brown, that they'd like to have a deal by this week. So that would be Friday. And, you know, my educated guess is that a deal happens before that, probably in the next 24 or 48 hours. And basically they've told teams, put your best offers on the table. Let's see, is it going to get it done or is it not going to get done? I know the Cardinals and Jets are out. I know there are three new teams that are in. I know there have been a couple teams that have been sort of monitoring. The Tennessee Titans would be one of them, just monitoring, just kind of seeing what's going on. And that's really where it stands right now.
I'm sure Titans fans wonder, to what extent are they monitoring? How deep are they really in this? Because I know there's been a buzz in this town for the last couple of days since that news broke that they were at least in the market.
Yeah, I mean, from my knowledge and understanding, they have been in the market for a lot of receivers. I mean, they were, at the trade deadline this past year, there was the Demaryius Thomas, there was the Golden Tate. My understanding is they were at the least in the mix for all of them. And I know one thing about John Robinson is it's kind of a New England thing, but he is always going to investigate. Not saying he's always going to do the deal, but he is always going to investigate. It's one thing that Titans fans should probably get used to, which is hearing the Titans' names linked to a lot of these things, because they're always going to call, they're always going to check in and see what the price is, as they should. But my understanding from the Demaryius Thomas and from the Golden Tate thing is they bowed out pretty quickly when the price got crazy.
Right.
Not saying they're not trading for Antonio Brown, I just don't think it's going to be something that value-wise doesn't make any sense.
Well, we know you're busy. Promise we'd keep you at two questions on such a busy day. Certainly, if anything breaks, we'll be following you on Twitter and we'll be keeping an eye on things. Thanks so much, Ian.
All right, thanks, guys.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network insider. There you go. Kicking the tires, the Titans. But
based on that, how do you guys take it? That you'd be surprised now if the Titans made that deal?
No doubt.
Yeah.
I think from the get-go, I worried that it might be too expensive from a capital standpoint to do it. And you look at, honestly, you look at what the Raiders have and what they can kind of deal with, what the reports out there that Pittsburgh wants or has to have to get the deal done. And I think it's too rich for the Titans.
Steelers asking price started at a first round pick and other compensation, but has been reduced to a first round pick per ESPN. So that's where we were yesterday, based on the information that's out there. We'll see. Brown has 3 years left on his deal with scheduled base salaries of $12.625 million in 2019, $11.3 in 2020, $12.5 in 2021. He has no guaranteed money left on his deal. My guess is you would probably have to / want to make him happy during this process. The thought is that he's going to play this year at the $12.625 million and then want to renegotiate based on the production level this season,
which he has said that he wants a long deal.
Yeah. And that may be the thing that teams are saying, look, we give the first, but we're not willing to give you a 5-year deal. We're not willing to give you a 4-year deal, whatever it is. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could say yes to. There's a lot of things you could say no to. Here's the thing though. It's Wednesday and it's, 3:06 Eastern time right now, and the deal's still not done. So obviously no one has said this is worth it to us yet. Now the Steelers are wanting to clear him off the books for financial reasons. Now that he said he won't move back his date to get his, $2.5 million bonus.
Yeah, March 17th $2.5 million, and AB said, I ain't pushing that back. Declined to do it. Steelers asked him to do it. So not a surprise to me that the Steelers, and the reports are, this is going to be done this week, possibly by Friday. Josina Anderson also tweeting, her tweet was, interesting take on Antonio Brown market from a league source as of early this morning. In their opinion, one team race, I think the other teams decided the price was too high.
Yeah.
If you hear
one team
that,
being the Oakland
the
Raiders.
Oakland Raiders, yep. Don't you immediately think that?
Yes, and if they give up two first-round picks for him, so be it.
Yeah, have a good one. And Gruden seems to have an affinity for older players, as you saw with some of the free agents that they signed last year. So probably wouldn't have a problem throwing some long-term money at him. They're going to Las Vegas. Probably feel like he'd help make a splash there and sell tickets. Well, if they ever get there, they won't be there this year, but the following year. So
from that standpoint, that just makes sense. And you can see that. But in Ian Rappaport pointed it out, the Titans' name have been in all of these big possible deals, trades, players, their name has come up in every single one of them.
What was this quote? Titans fans need to get used to it.
Yeah.
Because that's the way John Robinson is.
He's going to investigate everything. He's going to put his neck out there. He's going to find out. He's going to listen. He's going to do everything he can to make this team better and listen to everything and do their due diligence on players and things that can make this team better.
What if you're the Raiders and you're saying, okay, we'll give you, I think it's 24 and 27 are the second and third first round. What if they did that?
They're second and third first round.
They're second and third first round picks.
Ridiculous that you
what
just
if they said
that, right?
We'll do that. But here's what we want. We want Antonio Brown and a second back.
I still wouldn't do that.
If you're the Steelers?
I'm saying if you're the Raiders.
Oh, if you're the Raiders or the Steelers.
Because you still have a top 10 pick. What's their other pick? Six? I've got
four.
It written down. Four, okay. Yeah. So they have 4, 24, and 27. What if you said we want AB in a second back? What? Because if you're the Raiders, you've got the most capital. You've got the ability to do it. You have a coach who would do it. That's a team history of they like speedy guys. They like shiny things. They like people that run fast. You know, all those things are Raider things, right? They like splashy wide receivers. That's become a Raider thing. So if you're willing to do all that, why are we here on Wednesday and it's still not done? Unless you want something in return. Because if
you
it's
you got to get the most out of it.
If it's
right?
Just something as simple as a first round pick, if you're Oakland or, well, soon to be wherever they're going to be, Las Vegas.
The Raiders.
Why don't you just say, here's 27, send him on down? Why hasn't that been done? Here's 27. There's your first round pick. We'll take him. Then you still have two first round picks.
Well, maybe there's more from the Steelers side on top of that.
Boy. Well, if there
maybe there's concern because it's AB.
If they're given a deadline of, hey, this, if that's out, we want this done by Friday. I mean, you're telling everybody we are open for business and we are ready to close for business. We are ready to be done with this. Make your best offer.
Going to be interesting to see, obviously, where he ends up. When you look at, we've talked so much about the locker room fit. Will there be off the field issues? Will you deal with that? You know, with AB to this team, what about to Oakland? What about with the Raiders? I know Derek Carr is somewhat more of a quiet kind of leader quarterback, right? Maybe somewhat similar to Marcus from that standpoint. He's not, I don't think he's the kind of guy that's going to get in somebody's face, that's going to go on a radio show and call out his wide receiver, right?
No.
Probably not that guy. They had a great relationship in 2018. They both kind of had a love fest with each other at the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
You know, so does Oakland have concerns from a locker room fit standpoint?
Hell no. What do they have to lose? I mean,
you've had
first round draft pick. Yeah. I mean,
well, right. But I mean, in terms of that, in terms of it going bad, I mean, could it get worse there? They're leaving anyway. I mean,
could it get worse?
It makes a lot of sense.
Record that, JT, for later. Could it get worse in Oakland?
I mean,
I hope we get to bring that back this year.
Do you want two mushroom clouds? I don't know. I guess you could have multiple mushroom clouds. Again, Ian Rappaport hopping on right at the beginning of the show saying the Cards and Jets are out. Three new teams are in the mix, and he labeled the Titans' interest level as monitoring the situation, listed the Titans as a team that's monitoring the situation. He said, get used to John Robinson going after players. He said they've been in the market for a lot of receivers in the last couple of years. So, yeah, your reaction, 615-737-1045.